Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be a bite-sized nugget of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills, skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work, from a spark of an idea 2 years ago until today. Let's get this conversation started.
Budgets are big, audacious projects to tackle. How do you get started with it all?
So when you're working on your budget, which is one of the most important pieces that you have to do when you're starting a company, you have to think over all of the different variables and think about, you know, what the overhead's going to be, what type of programs you want to do, what kind of capital you're going to need to buy. This is that time to really brainstorm with your team and pull together all of those big different thoughts. And you might not necessarily be able to do them all, but you definitely need to brainstorm and just add them to the mix. And then, you know, as your budget develops, you cut some pieces and you add some pieces. So it's very flexible when you're first starting, but a very, very important part of building a business.
Does creating a budget require a lot of research? Do you have to figure it out to the absolute penny?
It does require a lot of research. And I had to go out and look for a lot of different pieces because this not only involved, you know, the overhead and having a headquarters, but it also involved, you know, carts and possibly buying the team a Miata so that we could autocross in the SCCA. So there were a lot of research pieces that I had to do to begin with. And it's really grown and changed each year. We have to do a new budget every single year. And each year it changes. And it depends upon, you know, what we want to plan for that year and how many programs we want to add. And, you know, which donors are going to step up to help us and how we're going to be able to grow the organization. But it does require, you know, knowing the right people to ask the right questions of so that you get the right answers. A budget has to be approved by your board. So you do have to have it laid out and a very good plan in place at the beginning of each year. And you don't have to do it to the absolute penny, but you do need to have it as close as you possibly can. And then you also have to kind of consider the fact that the world's going to change. Like, we didn't know we were going to be dealing with a pandemic, or, you know, the price of oil goes up. And so that, you know, inflates the cost of gas. So it's really hard to get it to the exact penny, but you do have to try to get really close.
How far do you plan? Why is it so important to think a year or 5 years down the road?
So with a budget, and with your business, you always want to be thinking of the future so that you capture everything that you possibly can and you don't get blindsided by things that you didn't think about. With Athena Racing, I already have a 10-year plan in place. Now, I don't have everything down to the exact penny. I don't know the exact date that some things are going to happen, but I do have to have that large range forecast in place because there are donors out there that want to know that this is going to be long lasting and to be able to gauge the growth that we're going to have and how they can help participate in making us bigger. So as the leader of the company, it is my responsibility to make certain that our growth is going in the right direction and that we can get that information to our legacy donors and to those of you who are in the program. You know, for you, it's important to know that Athena Racing is going to be here to give you a summer camp this year. So we have to have all of these different plans in place to make this even bigger and better.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into our How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun, and our membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors.